Lawsuit: woman claims Vikings star Justin Jefferson fathered her child, encouraged abortion. By Paul Bois on February 29, 2024. A woman has filed a lawsuit against Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson, claiming he fathered her child and encouraged an abortion. Filed by Andrea Galea in January, the lawsuit claims that she became romantically involved with Jefferson when the two were at LSU and then rekindled that relationship in April 2023. Galea claims that Jefferson has refused to support her child, and she has now demanded a paternity test along with financial support and health coverage. Per Fox News, Stella Anastasia was born on December 21, 2023. But Galea says Jefferson, 24, has not financially supported her and refused to acknowledge himself as her father. Galea also says Jefferson pressured her to get an abortion. After Galea refused, Jefferson began acting towards her with great insensitivity and extreme cruelty. The defendant blocked the plaintiff from communicating with him, and coldly told her to talk to me when the legal stuff come up, Galea's lawsuit states. Jefferson filed a countersuit and also asked for a paternity test while demanding an injunction against Galea to keep her from sharing information about the child. Jefferson also claimed that she used the child's birth to promote herself online. Defendant, Galea, has a substantial presence and following on various social media platforms and apparently has strategically positioned herself over the last several years to become an online influencer, Jefferson's countersuit read. So are you okay with getting this situated? Jefferson wrote in a text message to Galea. You wanted the kid, you can take care of it, he wrote in another message. I tried to tell you this was how it was going to go, you didn't believe me. The more you wait, the harder the situation will be. That's why I wanted to get you the plan B. Because I didn't want to be in this situation, but it's totally my fault. I shouldn't have done it in the first place, Jefferson said in another text. Galea responded, Justin, I took the plan B though it was just too late for it to be effective. Sometimes depending on the cycle, unless you take it within like 2 hours, it can be too late, and two people are always at fault in this. Personally, I've never faced a situation like this. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo on demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.